Today we'll be having Sri Ganesha Puja, followed by Raja Rajeshwari. So many names have been described of the goddess. Especially Adi Shankaracharya called her Raja Rajeshwari, meaning she is the queen of all the queens. Also, for Mother Mary, they have used this title in the West. These ideas have come from the pagan religion, as I have told you before, and that they didn't come by the description of Mother Mary in the Bible. That shows that there has been a lot of changes into the script of Holy Bible. Also, there has been a lot of changes in the script of Indian scriptures, even Gita. And that's how the derailment in every religion started. And the intellectuals took advantage of it, started projecting their own idea, saying things, describing things which were absolutely against divine power. We are all very fortunate people on this earth that you have discovered the reality. And you see that all these things which were mythological are true. All the things that are intellectual is not true. Also, whatever are used for the purpose of dividing people from each other are not true. Because we believe in all the religions, that's why every religious person, so-called, is against us. Because you are supposed to believe only in one religion and fight all the rest. If you believe in all religions, that means you are absolutely not religious. This is the concept. And that shocks them that we believe in all the religions and we respect all the incarnations and that we believe in the integration of all these deities. Regarding Ganesha, it must have been a big revelation for you people who are from the Western country. Even in the North, I don't find Ganesha is so much worshipped as worshipped in the South, especially in this area and also in Maharashtra. Because in Maharashtra we have 8 Swayambhu Ganeshas, and they all believe in it. It is now said that it is all blind faith and this and that. But now you have seen the Ganesha standing behind me, within me. It's just to prove that there is a deity called Ganesha. You'll be given those photographs where Ganesha is half-face sitting here and the rest is my sari and all that. But all this is to convince you that there is a deity which is Sri Ganesh, and that he acts, works through Muladhara. This knowledge was known to Indian people thousands of years back. This Kuchipudi dancing started 7th century before Christ. So you can imagine the concept of Ganesha must have been thousands of years back. So the people were very much evolved spiritually in this country, and they knew what are the deities are, how they look like, what are their functions are. Though it was a secret knowledge for the general public, but whatever the saint said was accepted because there was no ego about it. I have been trying to locate why in the West people develop so much of ego. Still I have not been able to find out the basic reason. Why this kind of aggressiveness comes in through the ego part. One can say that competitiveness and all that, but this has been the history in the West, that even the people who followed Christ, which was nothing but humility, absolutely writ large everywhere, still those people were so aggressive. Now the humility is the main thing one has to understand. And you will be surprised, the humility is called as Vinaya, which is the quality of Sri Ganesha. Vinayaka. Vidya Vinayana Shobhati. Vidya means the knowledge is only decorated with humility. So the humility you saw yesterday of these great artists and the great gurus who were there. The guru invited me to his academy and he made all kinds of offerings as they would do to a goddess. I was so much touched, the ready acceptance of me and of Sajjava. Even this Kalakshetra, which was dominated by Theosophical Society, though this lady didn't bother so much about Theosophical Society. And she had created this big auditorium and all that, and everything she dedicated to art. She didn't allow Theosophical Society to enter into it. Despite all that, how they accepted me, all of them, you can see so clearly their devotion and understanding. To be humble with a saint is absolutely an unwritten law of this country. And a saint is not to be challenged, not to be dominated. Whatever the saint says must be accepted. So the first quality that Ganesha should give us is Vinaya. Vinaya meaning the humility. The humility is not superficial, like we go on saying, sorry, or excuse me, I'm afraid. Not that way. It's not vachik, it's not just lip service. But from within, the humility has to come. Now the humility is, of course, is always marked by ego. And the ego just keeps you afloat. And you never understand that you have been egoistical. Even when I talk about ego, people think that mother is saying about somebody else there. They never think it's me who has this ego. So Ganesha is the killer of it. Because humility is the only thing that really can neutralize your ego. To humble down yourself, you have to see what. For example, in this country you have come very simple people, you see. Living very simply, they don't have all these sophisticated things around them. Eating with their hands, eating on the plantain leaves, you see. And according to certain ladies who have lived here, the Westerners, they think they are all primitive. But see the way they have developed this art. This kind of swiftness and this kind of, even jumping this kind, you cannot achieve. Now, what is the reason for this kind of working? Is humility toward art. Art is to be respected. A guru is to be respected. Respect is the only way to learning anything. That is sort of ingrained in an Indian blood, I think, that you must obey your guru implicitly, implicitly. And this guru is training so many people there, so many girls there. Not for anything, but just to express his art. He doesn't get much money, I could see that. They have very little provision. And also he doesn't charge too much. But the dedication he has is like the dedication of Sri Ganesha to his mother. And the way he is completely drawn into it. All other things are not important. So for humility, you have to withdraw your attention from other things. This is an extremely important thing. If your attention is going to your other problems, this, that, or if you are trying to come to Sahaj Yoga through other channels, it's not going to work out. You have to humble down in your heart. Absolutely humble down. He's innocent, that's why he's humble. If you are not innocent, then you cannot be humble. Sign of innocence is humility. A good child, a nice innocent child, is extremely obedient. Whatever you tell them, they just obey. I know my grandchildren. Once we were going to Nepal and it was very cold there. Their mother said they won't take anything on their heads. I said, I'll do it in one minute. I just called them, gave them pieces of ordinary cloth. I said, you have to cover your head. All right. They put it on their head, put it properly, fixed it up. They were looking a little queer, but they didn't mind. This is what is missing. And that's why we find the depth is less. Not just only the conditionings. I would not say the conditioning. People are out of conditioning. Even Indians have become like that. It's difficult for them to be humble. Very difficult. You may call it Western influence or maybe that they have forgotten their past. But humility is so important. Like, I must tell you, from our childhood, though I was born in a Christian family, we had to touch the Mother Earth and ask for forgiveness first to your head. Then touch the feet of your parents and all elders in the family, isn't it so? Touch everybody's feet. Who are elder in the family. Even some old servants, you see, who had looked after our elder brothers and all that, touched their feet. But that humility is lacking. And that dignity that elders should have is also not there. But whatever it was our duty to touch everybody's feet and not to discuss the elders. So this will create such a beautiful atmosphere in Sahaj Yoga. If you insist that, am I humble in doing this? Just ask a question. Have I been humble in doing this or in saying this? Now the problems are criticizing the leaders. They are leaders because they deserve it. The day I find they are no good, I'll throw them out. Also, you know that very well. But there is no humility. Then the humility is replaced by ego. And that ego creates an ego in the leaders. The leaders become egoistical. And so many leaders are thrown out. I mean, I just don't know where the balance has to come, whether I should blame the members or the leaders. So, Mother has appointed them as leaders. So let us be humble. After all, there must be some reason why Mother has asked them to be the leaders. Why should we try to quarrel with them, find faults? Like a union, we form. So Sri Ganesha, who is so humble, and his Ganas are even more humble in a way. Because he won't tolerate any Gana who is not humble to Mother. With a little movement of the eyes, they are there to fight and to do whatever it is they are suggested. And they understand every angle of the eye of their Mother, what is to be done. So this kind of dedication only can make you deeper and deeper. Now, maybe that the way we know about that in the West, we have to spread out more, we have to advertise more, we have to talk about ourselves more, we have to boast about ourselves more. The more you do it, the more successfully. That's what you see every day. They boast, I believe. You see, who are you to believe or not to believe? Who are you to say this? But sort of, see, your image has to go like that, a man of great personality or some sort of a big profile. You create a profile. Absolutely artificial, nonsensical. And very surprising to such a profile, which is so artificial, people bow. Maybe they are also artificial. That's why they bow to these artificial people. I'm surprised. I mean, these are well-known crooks. People know they are crooks. They have done all kinds. But still, they will prostrate before them. Because maybe that they want some sort of a material advantage out of it. Or I don't know, some sort of an artificial advantage. Even taking a photograph with such a man is regarded as something very great. So all these ideas must be seen through by Sahaja Yogis. They have to see through this joke, this drama, what's going on, and also reflect it back and introspect and see, I hope I don't have this in me. Sometimes we laugh at others, but we ourselves are in it. So once we start introspecting, we see within ourselves, yes, this is there. There are certain Sahaja Yogis in certain countries. I've always been reported as, suddenly they say, Mother has given me special powers. Or they say, I am Maha Mataji. Also there was one like that. Maha Mataji. I've never said I am Mataji even. You people call me that. I've never said that. But he said I am Maha Mataji. We can call him mad, you can call him anything. But it is definitely his arrogance has prospered in such a way that he doesn't see what he's talking about. This is how also you pamper the ego of your leaders by attacking him. The more you attack him, he reacts. And when he reacts, his ego goes on pumping like that. As I told you, today we are going to do the worship of Raja Rajeshwari. I have never said this to you before. I have never asked you to read Guru Gita for the same reason. I have never told you that she is Raja Rajeshwari. Because again, that might little bit go into your ego. How can she be the queen of all the queens? Of course, Christ Mother is all right, but not Mataji is too much. So I never told you this. I said, Baba, I'm a humble mother, that's all. Holy mother, finished. Creates holes here, that's why it may be. Whatever it is, I could understand what was the problem. And in a very humorous way, we have managed many things. But still, I feel that, see, the way these artists are, the way these people are, the way they are creating things may not be according to your ideas about decorativeness or all that. You might say it's rather loud, or maybe this, that, as it's always in the brain. It could have been much less. There should be some spaced out thing and all that. You might start criticizing, because that's one of the qualities of people who are not humble, that they think they have a capacity to criticize anything. Oh, I don't like this color, it's no good. But the artist has made it with his heart. Appreciate it. So the second point is to appreciate. Appreciate your life, whatever it is. Appreciate. Accept it. But not with reluctance. All these mental ideas in the head that art means this and art means that has led us to this situation that we are not going to have any more Rembrandts nor Michelangelo. Finished. It's not mental. Art is never mental. It's coming from inside. Whatever is coming from inside cannot be compared with outside our ideas. So the appreciation part, I mean, you can say South Indians wear very, very loud dresses in our own style. But to me they don't. Some might say something else. Also, the North Indians must criticize the South Indians. The South Indians must criticize the North Indians. Whatever it is, nobody is getting good out of anyone. Stupidity, it is stupidity. But to appreciate and to accept, you imbibe that. North Indians cannot like South Indian food, whatever it is. Whatever you may try, they cannot. They cannot like their music also. Now, can you imagine the whole of India divided into two parts? And the South Indians cannot like North Indian food nor the North Indian dancing. I mean, even in our country. But so divisible is this country is that a person from Rameshwaram won't like food from Madras, a person from Madras won't like the food from Delhi. So these divisive methods have come through the innate humility not being you. If you can enjoy each and everything, then you are humble. If you can appreciate each and every expression, then you are humble. This humility is a very deep down character, because from Muladhara it comes. And that is what is Sri Ganesha. Just imagine, he has a little rat on which he moves about. He doesn't have Impala cars or Rolls Royces. He just moves with all his big stomach, he moves on a little rat. No assertion of his powers. He's so humble. He's so sweet. And he's the creator of all the rhythms and things and vibrations. Without him, I don't know what would be this world. And that's what we have to really appreciate everywhere. instead of denouncing this, that. I mean, like, even the color of this room, you may not like. This you may not like. I mean, there are so many things you don't like. Then I have to ask, what do you like? Baked beans, all right. We have to open out ourselves. With humility, you open out, you penetrate, you spread. Without humility, you cannot. Because you are objecting to everything, creating a wall. Only the humility will make you spread out. Today, the first day of our tour, I would request you that you have to be very, very humble. Understand that humility is extremely simple and is beautiful. You saw that little girl playing Veena, such a difficult adivadyam, primordial instrument playing with such sweetness, with such deftness, and so humble. And she came to me and she said, Mother, what a privilege it was that I got the opportunity to play before you. Just imagine. Such a genius. Another one who met me last time was a mandolin player about the same age, maybe younger. I mean, he is now world renowned, but when he played before me, wouldn't accept any money, nothing, just went into ecstasy. Even the dancer, she told me she went into ecstasy when she saw me. And she just danced so well with such vigor. She had temperature. She said, my temperature has gone, everything, I'm perfectly all right. Look at those artists. I mean, they have never known me. They don't know anything about Sahaja Yoga. But what a humble understanding of divinity. Because they are humble. Divinity never asserts itself, doesn't propagate itself, doesn't make a big sound. So now they are here. Come along. Is that Guido? Italians have come. That's why I delayed the puja today. Is that Guido? Just call him. Guido is too humble to come forward. Come in, come in. Just move forward a little bit. चश्मा दे दो हमें आई बीन वेटिंग फॉर यू प्लीज बी सीट Come along. Can you? You can all sit in front. There is space. Just come, Sandra. You can all sit there. I have to keep them pleased, you see, because I'm living in Italy. Just come on. Just come in front. Or you can sit in the middle, doesn't matter. You can sit there wherever you are. Yes, you can. Come forward. Come forward. There's space here.
So I was telling them about Sri Ganesha, that his essential power comes through his humility, and that we all have to be extremely humble, appreciating everything. Of course, you must make them hear my lecture. They have already taped it, so they will know what I'm saying today. But now we can have the puja. May God bless you.